RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Ravens beat the Packers 41-24 on Saturday night, and with the Browns' win over the Steelers, the playoffs are still in reach for the Ravens as they play the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Let's bring in our friend, IA Hall of Famer Jonas Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. So did you see any of that coming Saturday night? Just a 36 carries, probably, I guess, no running back rotation on Saturday in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I was optimistic about the run game. This has been Packers' run defense that's been very, very bend but don't break. I wondered about how they would hold up if they didn't have Evan Williams, who's, you know, their box safety, available for this one. He did play, but it didn't really seem to matter. And then, you know, like we talked about, that the Ravens just they started to knock guys out. They started to wear on the Packers, and it just felt like you kind of tilt that field 10 degrees the Ravens' way, and Derrick Henry starts running downhill, and it doesn't matter that Lamar Jackson is wearing a, you know, sweatshirt on the sideline there. It feels very, very different from what this rushing offense was like early in the season. I was kind of poking around some of the data, and I think they had like 3 Derrick Henry run stuffs last night, or excuse me, on Saturday night, which was like, you know, it felt like that was as many run stuffs Derrick Henry had in, you know, the first quarter or the second quarters or some of those early games against, you know, the Browns and the Texans. So I think the offensive line has definitely congealed in a nice way. I think they've definitely benefited from a, you know, relatively accommodating schedule. But, you know, momentum is a very, very powerful thing, I think, at this time in the calendar. And I know the Packers defense is a lot better with Derek Harmon on the field than without, but I just don't know if they're going to be, you know, good enough up front to really just completely take away that part of the game for the Ravens.
With Derrick Henry, though, you mentioned, Jonas, he got off to a slow start to the year, but he's averaging over 105 yards on the ground over his last 11 games. He's been by far and away the best running back in December, 3rd in the NFL in rushing. At 31 years old, we just don't see this. Like, does it still blow you away, the fact that he's able to get this production with all these carries that he's had in his life?
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, when I think of Derrick Henry, I don't really think of him in the terms of age or years that I would, like Lamar or an offensive lineman or Marlin or something like that, because I mean, he just kind of arrived in Baltimore as like a fully formed video game character. Like, it just, his attributes are what they are because that's what they've been since he came out of Alabama. And, you know, whatever his, you know, birth certificate says how old he is, it doesn't really reflect what I guess you would call like his biological age. He's just one of the hardest workers out there. He's still running fast. He's still unbelievably strong. you know, obviously the fact that he is 31 makes this all the more incredible because there are just so few guys who have been able to do this. But, you know, I know Eric Costa has taken a lot of flack for just some of the extensions and you know, kind of work that he did this past offseason. But if getting this version of Derrick Henry for the next couple of years at the rate that he signed him to with that extension bears out, and you know, that's a great deal of business.
I don't know what this defense is really any good at. Like, I mean, if they have to play any quarterback with a brain and with a pulse and with any semblance of legs and any semblance of arm strength, I really don't know, Jonas, like what you as an organization moving forward, what you could hang your hat on. Like, I don't know an area of the defense that to me doesn't need to be almost completely rebuilt.
What don't you love about the run defense? I don't know. No one's bothering to try anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, when any quarterback with a pulse throws for 280 on him with a bunch of touchdowns, you know what I mean? Like I and even if there was volume in the run game, I think they'd have problems. But like, this is supposed to be the best secondary in the NFL. I don't know how many of these dudes see the field in Denver or Houston or the Chargers or Seattle or Philadelphia.
No, I mean, it's something new every week. I think you just have to, you know, ride that variance roller coaster and hope that you get good Marlon Humphrey the same game that you get good Elohi Gilman, the same game that you get good Nate Wiggins, and maybe, you know, you get the opportunistic well-timed sack from a Travis Jones or a Draymond Jones, or you know, Tavius Robinson comes in with a cleanup sack. It's just, you know, when you look at this pass rush at the start of the year and you thought about all the guys you had coming back and you thought about the secondary being what it was, having added Malachi Starks, even without Ardarius Washington, you thought like, well, you know, the floor for this group has to be among the highest in the NFL, because if these two units are working together, then they could absolutely be.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back, any good passing attack on any given day, and it just didn't happen. And Malik Willis got outside the pocket and made it rain. He stayed in the pocket and made it rain. He embarrassed the Ravens on a couple of read options, which was just kind of shocking to see. You heard John Harbaugh today say that he didn't like the call that the Ravens had against the Christian Watson seam ball touchdown on that opening Packers drive. So obviously there's a little bit of unhappiness there with the play calling, which is, you know, something that kind of come to expect from John going after Todd Monken occasionally, but you haven't really seen that a whole lot with him saying bad things about Zach Orr, just whatever the defensive game plan was. So maybe that lights a fire under this group. Maybe that lights a fire under this coaching staff. But I don't think, you know, I'm probably going to pick the Ravens to win this weekend, but I don't think that anything that A-Rod does or doesn't do on Sunday night is going to be indicative of whatever this past defense has in store for their for a potential playoff run.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. So, Jonas, let's get to Lamar Jackson of it all. Do you think he's going to play Sunday?
I truly have no clue, guys. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was interesting that you had Florio on Sunday Night Football saying that it's less than 50-50, and then you had Jay Glazer on Fox saying that the Ravens feel good about his chances of playing. I don't know. I mean, like, it's not really something that we can kind of gauge for ourselves because he hasn't been at practice. I haven't seen a photo of the bruise. I don't know what exactly is going on with him internally, and I think that would probably be – that is, you know, the biggest determining factor here, just like how much muscle damage, how much tissue damage was there with that hit. So I don't know. I mean, I guess knowing Lamar and knowing how relatively slowly he has come back relative to coaches' expectations or the organization's expectations, I would probably say, gun to my head, I'm not expecting him to play. But, you know, I think most contusions take 1 to 2 weeks to recover from. And you look at the NBA, that's a reasonable timeline. So you would think it would also be plenty reasonable for Lamar, too.
Well, if Snoop Huntley has to start against the Steelers, the good news is I don't think anyone's expecting a shootout with no DK Metcalf, and that Steelers offense is very limited. What have you thought of Huntley so far as a game manager? And if he does have to start against Pittsburgh, do you think he can do enough again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think that Derrick Henry is going to run for 200-plus against the Steelers, mm-hmm. but I think that the Ravens have shown that they can do enough against, you know, average to mediocre defenses with Snoop Huntley there. You know, I think Tim, you mentioned the word game manager, and some of the plays that I was most impressed with from Snoop on Saturday were maybe plays that he didn't actually end up dropping back. It was, you know, that third and five, third and four in the third quarter where the Ravens are on their own side of the field, and the Packers show something, and, you know, Snoop goes to the line and, you know, cans the play and goes to the audible, and ends up being that, you know, split zone run with Isaiah Likely kind of coming across the formation and helping to clear a path for Derrick Henry, and he gets an easy third and four, third and five conversion, and the Ravens are off again. So I think he just does a good job of having a good feel for the game. I think certainly there are plays where you want him to take the time and trust in this offensive line to hold up a little bit longer so that he can get to that second or third read and maybe, you know, push the ball past the six on some of these third longs that he's a little bit more, you know, willing to just take the check down, because certainly you can't afford to have one three and out after another in a game like this. But I feel pretty comfortable in Snoop as a backup quarterback. I certainly feel a lot more comfortable in him than I did Cooper Rush. And that's not exactly a high bar to clear, but I think he's clearing it with ease.
What are your sort of thoughts on Big Looper's season in totality? And is that an area that you think maybe bringing in competition could be in the cards?
I haven't had really too much of a problem with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the kickoffs have been an issue, but I think they've been an issue for a lot of kickers around the league.
Yeah.
And, you know, his accuracy, I think, has been much better than I thought it would be. I thought that he would be a guy who would come in and be able to blast 65-yarders, but maybe miss a couple 35, 38-yarders, and that hasn't really been the case. In fact, it's been the opposite. So, you know, maybe the Ravens bring in an undrafted rookie kicker, but, I mean, I feel pretty good about where he is and what he's shown. And, you know, he's just a good kid, a hard worker, learning to kick in the AFC North, I think, is its own kind of,
definitely,
you know, can of worms. So I think the more comfortable he gets with not only the teammates and the system and the expectations of him for Randy Brown, but also just the kind of climate that you have to kick in. I'm not expecting him to have a Justin Tucker-like on-field career, but I do feel relatively confident in him going into year two.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Have a happy new year. It should be an interesting week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we get back to the people. 410-583-1057. How are you feeling about these Ravens as they face the Steelers Sunday Night Football, a win, and they host a playoff game? We hear from the people next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.